Hello, this is Aaron Racico from www.reprojected.com, here to work through a quick example of some QGIS standalone applications written in Python. So again, these are not QGIS plugins, but standalone applications using the QGIS core library Python binding. So basically what I'm going to do today is go through Martin's tutorials based off of the Quantum GIS blog. His tutorials written in Python were actually based upon Tim Sutton's tutorial series written in C++, but we're going to go ahead and copy this link location and download his tutorials. This is a base system where we have just compiled the QGIS tip build in a previous video tutorial that you can see at reprojected.com. And for now, we're going to go ahead and create a work area under my home directory. We'll just go ahead and make a directory called QGIS toot. And we will go ahead and migrate over there and do a wget of the tutorial package from Martin. And now that we have it, we shall be able to do a tar xcvf. And here's our tutorial. So let's go ahead and look in here and see what the blog post says to do. We should unpack the archive. For every tutorial, we need to go into the main window.py and set QGIS path variable to your installation prefix. Our installation prefix is the default installation prefix on Linux, which is just user local. So I'm going to go ahead and migrate right actually into one of the more interesting. I'm not going to do every single tutorial. We'll just migrate into number 5, which is using a rubber band and actually has some more interesting stuff. We can go ahead and do Emacs of the main window .python and go ahead and edit this. And basically it says to go in here in this QGIS prefix, we'll go here under slash user slash local, save that away, and exit. The next thing it says to beware of is environment variables. Two in particular, the LD library path, where it's going to go and look for shared library objects. In our system, we've already set that up, and I can show you where. That is basically in the etsy ld.so.conf file, and we did this during our QGIS installation, where our QGIS path for the shared objects is. And basically, it is under user local lib, and that is here. And we did already, when we did that, run sbin ld config, so that should be all set up, and we shouldn't have to worry about our ld library path. The one that we do need to worry about is the Python path. So we're just going to go ahead, and instead of putting it in my bash profile, I'm just going to go ahead and modify it locally here. And we'll just do an export Python path, and we will set that equal to user local share QGIS. And you can see that pretty much matches what he had done, except he had installed this in his home directory, QGIS slash Python. So let's go ahead and add the Python there and go ahead and hit return. Now we should be able to see that in our environment now. Python path has been set. Okay, so we've gone through the first three steps. The next one is real simple. We'll just go ahead and run the example. So we should be able to do a Python main window.py and see if we can't get this application to run. And here it is. This is the same as application number tutorial number 5 of Tim's original libraries, but completely based on Python. We can go ahead, add a raster layer, do your basic zooming, and zoom out, and your basic pan action. So I'm going to go ahead and exit out of that. A few things to note. One is that if you are going to rebuild this system after changing things, there's a couple things you need to watch out for. If you go ahead and fire up the Qt Designer, and basically you want to we want to look at the main window .ui and modify the design a little bit. You're going to notice that there are no buttons added here. Those are actually added dynamically. In the resource editor here, you can see those buttons, and the path to those is under this subdirectory here, but the actual images themselves are stored up one directory. So if you actually try to go here and say file save form and then exit out and do a make in here to redo basically the UI as though we had changed it, and then run our program again, what we notice is that our buttons have gone away and they're replaced by individual lettering. And that's really no good. And the reason for that is that it is referencing an image directory that is further up in the source tree, and that seems to screw things up in the UI editor. So if we do this, if we say copy the images directory from up above, and we'll do a recursive copy, and we'll throw that images directory in our local directory here. And then we do the same thing again. We'll go ahead and look at the designer. And now, if we actually go ahead and remove these images, and we will add some new, we'll remove that. We will add files. And now we're going to add them out of the images directory in our local work area here, and save those resources away. We save that form. And now we can go over here, and we should be able to exit out of here. And we will do a quick make and run our application now. The problem is the resources are now pointing at the right ones, but these actions have not been tied to it. So because of that, we have to go back one more time. And we should be able to, part of the problem is this window is very small for being able to deal with this, but we can go ahead and look at each of the actions that are defined, and the zoom in action, the icon, will actually be able to go in here and select our new zoom in icon. We will select our new zoom out icon. We will be able to select our new pan icon and finally our new add layer icon. And these are basically just adding from the resources that we just added that are pointing at images in a local subdirectory. We say OK. They show up here in our action editor. And we can go ahead now and say save form. We will exit out of the designer again. And one more time, we will go ahead and do a make locally. You can see that it has gone ahead and recompiled the UI. And we should be able to now look at the new application, and here we go. Our icons are here. So that's the basics of it. You can see that mainwindow.py is completely Python. Some important things to note are the importing of the Qt core and the Qt GUI from PyQt4, which is one of the Python binding packages to the main Qt library. You can see that we also link to the main window UI file that's generated after compiling the mainwindow.ui. We also import QGIS core and GUI modules and basic system libraries. And that's about it. After that, it's very straightforward to add basic classes and then functions for doing your action handlers like zooming in, zoom out, pan, and add layer. And that is about it. So have fun. Enjoy the new Python bindings, and more to come. We'll be compiling Python standalone applications on multiple platforms, including the Macs, Windows, and Linux, as well as doing Python plugins for QGIS itself, and some more complicated tutorials and application frameworks for building some more complex standalone applications in Python. Again, you can go to the QGIS blog.qgis.org, look for the Python tutorials by Martin, and feel free to use the written or video tutorial here as well as a guide. Enjoy the bindings, and look for us again at www.reprojected.com.